So next we have Suzanne Owens, who's going to do some spoken word. And I think you all know Suzanne. So let's welcome Suzanne.
Stand like, is this okay? Not really, no. Is this okay? No, the light's here. It's not, you know. You can hear, right?
Yes.
It's been a fantastic evening. Thank you, Ellen, for it's just fantastic. Sorry I don't have music to go with this. This is for my son on breaking up with his first love. It's called Forever. I stand outside by the hospital wall, protected from ice and the Canadian winds, then walk my thoughts around a cul-de-sac. Nothing is forever, and everything is forever. I think again and again, cursing dead ends and my mother's dying. I curse the doctors, the hospitals, the city, my failures and my father's death too young. Once he said, I'll mend your doll. I'll operate and sew her up. Lying in the grass, looking up at the sky, knowing when I went back inside, my favorite doll, Gloria, would live again. And she did. Walking back and through the doors, only to be confined inside again, I'm face to face with my mother, her fragility, already disintegrating into the sheets. And then the next day, I stumble back from the viewing room after seeing mother in her coffin, herself missing, a stranger, jaw set hard, bruised arms. As if the dye from her dress had seeped into her skin. The family waits in the claustrophobia, a pride protecting the kill. But I stand like a child, my face in a corner, wishing I could walk through the wall. When, from behind me, a gentle, sudden bulk of warmth, my son's arms and body. My son, 2 feet taller than I, and yet his adolescent years lean down over me, protecting my space. After the funeral, he said with such confidence, let her go, Mom. It was Grandma's time. It's what she wanted. But now, what's wrong? Now, tonight, on the telephone, his lifeless voice halting, bewildered. My flesh melds to the earpiece as when in the distance you must stop, lean into the ocean to hear the waves. My hand holds chunks of his silence, squeezing the breath from the wires, squinting to see with my eyes, trying to harness what is out there, unmeasured, unknown in his crushing sky. He says, Molly broke up with me, Mom. I feel like that white balloon when we let it go, only to watch distance reduce it until its existence disappeared forever. Where are my words to make it conventional? The soothing that creates a difference, the alternative like a spice to define it. I'd fly across a continent to hold him. I would leave my body. But I'm only the air controller trying to talk him down. Suddenly, I remember him at 10. After we told him his father was going to live somewhere else, he screamed, fists clenched, face bloated, blue eyes wet and red. You mean forever? You mean this will go on forever? Until I'm 20? Thank you. Yeah.